A trash compactor.
Okay. And what do you call the big round galvanized metal thing that you probably put your trash or garbage in? Put it out back wherever they pick
it. A garbage can.
Okay. And what do you call those big square things that you see out behind shopping centers that the truck comes along and picks them?
A dumpster.
Okay. Do you know of any other words for cigarettes?
No.
Okay. To change the subject, what do you call the car that takes a dead person from the funeral home to by the cemetery or wherever?
A hearse.
Okay. And what do you call the person who prepares the dead body for burial?
A mortician.
Okay. And sometimes they don't bury people in the ground, but they just put them in this drawer thing, or, you know, and slide it in, and there's this big building full of these things. What do you call that building?
I don't know.
Okay. Rooms of the house. What do you call an enclosed room that's designed usually with a lot of glass to receive maximum sunlight?
A sunroom.
Okay. And an informal room in the house just for relaxing and watching TV and other things like that.
Den.
Okay. And what would you call a room that has a toilet and a sink but no bathtub or shower?
Half a bath.
Okay. Do you know what different kinds of heating equipment that you've had in... Have you always lived in this house, did I ask you that? Okay, what kind of... How do they heat the house here in the winter?
Okay, a furnace with a thermostat.
Uh-huh.
And the bathroom was a little bitty, you know, electric space heater, I guess you'd call it.
Okay, okay. How do they get the air to circulate, do you know?
It has a fan that blows it out in all directions.
What the furnace does?
The furnace does.
Okay. Is it air conditioned too?
Mm-hmm.
Does it work the same way?
No, it's just a window unit.
Okay. What does it do? Just...
You just plug in and just keeps that area cool.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call a house that has probably just like three rooms that, like, the front room's here and the front door would be like this, and then the rooms would just be right in line like that, so if all the doors were open straight through, you could just look straight through the house?
I know what you mean. Some apartments are built that way. I want to say a flat, but that isn't right. I can't think of the term.
Okay. What would you call a house that has two rooms, and like one here, one here, and then between them there's this hallway, and the hallway is open at both ends, you know, just open to the air, but there's a roof covering it.
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call a house that just has, and this is all there is to the house, you know, long entry hall, and then at a 90 degree angle you've got a big room thing?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you know of any names for any other real distinctive designs like that for real small houses?
No.
Okay. What kinds of buildings would hold more than one family, or maybe many families?
Apartments.
Okay.
Condominiums.
What's the difference?
An apartment is rented, a condominium you buy your little section.
Okay. What's the difference between an apartment and a tenement, do you know?
A tenement is usually a slum area.
Okay. What would you call an apartment that occupies the entire level of a building?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call the kind of house like Archie Bunker lives in that they... Do you watch all the time? They pan across, you know, in the show. Opens. The house is... Well, it could be the one or two story, I guess. But anyway, the point is it shares a wall with a house next to it, and there are a whole bunch of these.
I don't know, but if you go back to that other question, did you mean that one apartment covered the whole floor?
Yeah.
One penthouse?